believe that the Bible teaches it's better to marry than to burn. You know, and the Bible teaches that to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and let every woman have her own husband, to avoid fornication. So the answer to avoiding fornication is to get married. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, obviously, when you're a teenager, that's not practical because, you know, you're still too young and you're still getting established as an adult and everything. And so you need to be abstaining as a teenager. And you just need to exercise self-control and wait until you're an adult. And then just because you're an adult, you might not necessarily find the right person right away. But you need to pray that God will lead you to the right person. And listen, guys, you actually have to talk to girls. You know, you can't just expect it to fall out of the sky. You know, you have to actually go out and look for it, okay? And so you need to go out and meet people and work toward that. Because honestly, living as a single guy is dangerous. If you're one that has a strong urge in that area, you know, you need to get married. That's the best way to do it. And of course, many churches and many sectors of our society will discourage you from getting married. And they want you to be 30 when you get married, and you know, or they want you to at least wait until you finish this or finish that or whatever. But you know what? I think getting married young is a good thing in today's society. Now, I'm not saying to rush out and just marry the first person that comes along. But honestly, there's nothing wrong with getting married. You know, if you can find a godly person to get married to, there's nothing wrong with getting married young. You know, and it's actually good for you. You say, well, you know, you got to go live life. But you know what? Your life is not over when you get married. You know? I mean, it's not like that's it. Life's over. It was fun. Now it's just time to begin the suffering phase. You know? You know, you can still enjoy life after you get married. But honestly, when my parents got married, my dad was 20 and my mom was 19. And that was normal back then. I mean, that was just what everybody was doing. I wasn't considered. But then when I got married when I was 19, everybody's like, whoa, what are you doing? You're getting married, you're 19. Or Pastor Roger Jimenez in Sacramento, California, he got married when he's 18. Whoa, what are you doing? Well, you know what? Isn't it amazing how he's serving God? You know, and he hasn't gone off the deep end, and he's married and has children and doing a good work for God. But then there are some of the other people who didn't get married in the same church youth group that just kind of went off and floated around in their single years and whatever and got away from the Lord and got backslidden and everything else. So in a sense, getting married sometimes kind of keeps you straight anyway, you know, and keeps you on the right path with God because it's responsibility. It's good for you.